Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We know that we've seen significant reductions in crime, and we've also seen significant increases in clearances of cases. And as a result of that, it has allowed the NOPD to engage in other types of investigations. And NOPD Deputy Superintendent Nicholas Gernon joins us to talk about that. Chief, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Sheriff. It's good to be back. How have you been?
Doing well. Can't complain. I wish it was a little cooler out there. All's good. So, Chief, tell us about what this has allowed you guys to do. You oversee NOPD detectives, and you guys are embarking on not really a new process, but, you know, the ability to look at some other types of cases. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. As you know, and a lot of your listeners know that because they pay attention to this, when we're very, very busy, our detectives, homicide, rape, you know, child abuse, armed robbery detectives, they're running from call to call to call, and they may not be able to have as much time to put into some of those more complex cases before the next one comes in. And as we've seen this slowdown over the last 2.5 years or so, that has allowed us to kind of reassess, all right, how many detectives do we have in homicide? How many do we have in sex crimes and special victims division? And to kind of put more detectives where that need might be more acute. So as the homicide caseload has decreased, it allows the active detectives to kind of work those cases a little bit longer. Right now, they're going 2 months between cases, whereas in the past, you know, they used to go 3 weeks between cases, right? That's a lot more time to work those cases. But what it's also allowed us to do is shift our most valuable resources, which is our personnel, our officers and our professional staff, to other investigative units that also need that relief. So we've recently, in March, we're able to transfer some detectives over to the Special Victims Division, which handles sex crimes and child abuse. And with that influx of detectives, the supervisors over there were able to create a special victims cold case unit and a child abuse cold case unit. And we know that this is particularly important because these offenders typically don't stop offending, right? So if we're able to open up some of these old cases or, you know, when an offender is identified, look back at old cases to see what they're connected to, we can perhaps prevent future survivors from having to go through that trauma that others have had to go through.
So, how do y'all, what is the manner of prioritization? I mean, obviously, you know, clearance rates and violent crime overall in this country is probably somewhere, I don't know, around 30%, you know, give or take in metro areas, the size of the city of New Orleans. So there's no shortage of cold cases, right? I mean, especially
in the violent crime category. Correct. There is no shortage of cold cases. And oftentimes when we say cold case, people automatically think homicide. And we've had a cold case homicide unit since, you know, former Superintendent Serpas started one in the 90s as a deputy chief, right? So that unit's always been here. But we also know that there are other cases, particularly rape and child abuse cases. that also need to kind of have those dedicated detectives that aren't actively catching current cases have the ability to go back and look at old cases. And you guys said it on the news break. You just announced, you know, we made a significant arrest on a child sex trafficker. That case was worked by NOPD cold case unit, the child abuse cold case unit. So those are the kind of cases that as our detectives have more time to put into these cases that are not emerging, that are not current, that are that might.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Have some time behind them, they're still able to not only bring those offenders to justice, bring some closure to their survivors, but also prevent more survivors from having to go through that.
Is this something that y'all went in this prioritization? I got to imagine because of the availability of CODIS or forensic technology and entering it into these databases that that kind of moves it to the top of the list because it makes it you have a starting place, right? You've got it. You've got a print or an imprint to do a baseline on.
Yep, and I'm glad you brought up CODIS. A few years ago, the city council allocated several millions of dollars, and then the state put some money in so that we could work through our sexual assault kit backlog. And so now, if we collect the sexual assault kit today, it gets sent up next week. Now, we don't get the results back next week, obviously, but at least it's starting the process next week. So we're starting to get, I would say, late 2024 and through this year, we were able to start knocking down that backlog. And now we're starting to get the results back from this, you know, outsourcing that this influx of several million dollars allowed us to do. And that allows us to now, you're right, we're not starting from zero. We're starting with a CODIS profile. And I was looking at my open CODIS profiles this morning. I got about 70 or so where the detectives have a profile that's usable that they now have to run down, you know, whether that person was known, whether there's some other reason that that profile exists in that sample, or whether that's a viable suspect. And that makes a big difference to allow a cold case detective to work that rather than having an active detective who's also catching new cases, having to go back and work these older cases that we're starting to get these CODIS hits on.
And I know, that the organization has had a little difficulty reestablishing and reengineering their crime lab. But this highlights how important that function truly is, and especially DNA, right?
Especially DNA, and especially when we're talking about, sexual assault offenders, because we know that they typically don't offend just once, especially because of the very personal nature of the crime. There's more opportunity for DNA to be left behind by the offender than, say, in other types of crime, right, where, for instance, an armed robbery, if there's just an exchange of money at a cash register, less opportunity for that DNA to be deposited. So we are still working towards getting our DNA lab up and running. We've hired an amazing crime lab director, Dr. Kelly, a few years ago. She's in the process of hiring the team that she needs. They're in the process of actually setting up the protocols and getting the equipment set up and working through that what needs to be done so that they can get their national certification. Our timeline, our goal on having a fully functioning DNA lab in New Orleans is late 2027. But there's a lot of steps that have to happen between now and then. And I really do applaud the city council, specifically Councilmember Leslie Harris, who a year, maybe 2 or 3 years ago now, worked really hard to get an allocation of funds so that we could test all these sexual assault kits before we just waited till 2027, right? Because that would have been obviously, you know, inappropriate. So we weren't waiting. The council wasn't waiting. They got that funds, and now we're in the process of actually starting to get some early results back so we can start to identify offenders who might have otherwise escaped justice.
So NOPD's been a beneficiary of a lower murder rate. I mean, I don't think it's any secret. We were at pretty much capacity in the jail. The more of these folks that you selectively incapacitate, that helps, right? But your clearance rate has really almost doubled in a short period of time. What do you attribute that to, Chief?
Well, so crime reduction and the ability to clear a case are obviously a whole spectrum of reasons. But, you know, currently we're at about an 80% clearance rate. Traditionally, NOPD has been 40s to 50s, right? So that's a substantial increase. The first thing is that renewed partnerships with state and federal officials, right? Renewed commitment to not only attacking this through a crime lens, but I'm at University Hospital right now. Every Tuesday, we have a meeting where we go through every shooting and robbery in the city, fatal and non-fatal shootings. And we're joined by the health department, by the DA's office, by members of the religious community, religious leaders, so we can kind of look at this. And I know the word holistically gets way overused, but we really do look at this from all angles so that we can see, all right, this offender has been involved in XYZ. We have witnesses that might have concerns. You know, can members of the faith community help us connect to them to gain some level of trust? Does the health department have services for them? So we are looking to connect all those dots so that it's not just law enforcement working by itself, because we know, I mean, you were sheriff, you know, you're much stronger as a law enforcement agency if you have all those other community partners, both governmental and NGOs out there working with you. So I think a lot of that is the reason for this substantial decrease in murders. I mean, we're standing at, you know, 58 year to date compared to 78 the year before. And the year before that, we were well over 100 by now at this point in the year. So all of those things come together. I mean, Jeff Asher, I read his blog every time he writes something. He also names a whole host of other factors, right, that have come online in the last few years, the stabilization of the criminal justice system, because we know if the system's not working, if there's a breakdown somewhere, the first people that are going to feel it are the citizens in the community who are being victimized, and then the first entity that will deal with it is the police department. So, you know, those lagging indicators at court, whether cases are moving, whether the DA's office is able to bring strong cases, whether offenders are being held to account or not, all of those things come together to bring us to the point where we're at today.
Anything that you find, are you surprised? It's funny thing about momentum, right? When you move, a lot of things are moving in a positive direction, how the public actually reacts to that and their willingness to talk to the police, right?
They are. People are more willing, and that's for a whole host of reasons. This police department completely transformed itself over the last 12 years. You know that my former assignment was, you know, basically my job was to demonstrate compliance with the consent decree to the federal judge, right? So if people feel like we are out here doing solid constitutional policing, they're more likely to talk to us. And if they don't feel like they can trust us, they're not going to talk to us. So it's all of those things coming together. But the important part is that we can't let up, right? We saw this in 2019 where things were going really, really well. And what often happens, not just in New Orleans, this is everywhere happens. You think, well, we've solved that problem, so let's move on to the next problem, because limited resources, unlimited problems, but limited resources. But in my profession, the violent crime problem is so important and so personal and so vital to the success of our city that I think that we've got to learn the lessons from 2019 and not think that we've put a check mark in that box and move on to the next problem.
No, because the attention to detail is required on each and every day, and is quick as you can enjoy success, failure looms right there on the horizon, right? I mean, if you're not keeping your eye on the ball each and every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to imagine people get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to imagine your employees, your investigators, when you close cold cases, there's something special about that because you've had families grieving and having to deal with the fallout of whatever it may be. Especially this child sex trafficking phenomenon these days. I mean, it's something that's really surprised me as to how prevalent that is. And I got to imagine those cases are really rewarding for your investigators to shut down.
I think they are. And I think you make a good point is that we can't lose sight of the closure that we're bringing to the community members, to those individuals. And I think of the future victims that are not victimized, right? The people that were able to prevent them from being hurt. And I think that, you know, child sex trafficking might feel more prevalent. I think we're just more aware of it, right? I think that with the internet, yeah, with the ease of exchange of information, that it's no longer, it's a little bit easier to investigate because a lot of people put a lot of stuff out there online. And we have more awareness of us as a society as to what that type of crime looks like, whereas in the past we might have, wanted to ignore it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, congratulations to you and the men and women of the NOPD. It's really a nice byproduct of lower crime rate, higher clearance rates, that you're able to get involved in investigating cold cases.
It's the men and women on the front line, Sheriff. It really is. They're out there putting in the work. They're doing canvases when the heat index is 113 degrees. They're out there doing that work every day. And I commend them and I admire the work that they put in for us.
No doubt. Thank you so much. New Orleans Police Department Deputy Superintendent Nicholas Gernon. Hope you continue with much success. And thank you for joining us. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.